boy, Shantan, your boy, Renetti.
What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
It's the Sooty and Sweeper podcasting. My name is Redacted. His name is
Shunt.
What's happening?
Not much, man. I mean, just vibing up in this sultry weather. It's hotter than a paedophile's address next to primary school, bruv. Hot.
Fuck this weather.
Nah, I like the weather, man. I mean, because I remember the cold times
Fuck
as well.
Fuck this weather.
I remember the cold times. So, I like the weather.
I don't remember the cold times.
You will. Actually, not even November. Come, like, October, you'll remember the cold times. You'll be begging for sun, bruv.
Nah.
It happens all the time. It happens every year.
Nah, be cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Be cool. Yeah, so...
What's the dumb shit?
We just had Nerd Christmas recently.
What do you mean?
Comic Con.
Yeah. Let's get this Comic Con nonsense out of the way.
Well, you don't appreciate Comic Con.
It's not that I don't appreciate Comic Con. I just don't understand.
No. Comic Con.
It's not that I don't appreciate Comic Con. But it's like we have to wait until Comic Con. Just to get a friggin' trailer for a film that's out, like, in a month's time or some shit.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, most of the time. Nah, I mean, fair enough, like, I know what trailers are. Trailers are the devil's work, because basically it's you watching a film before you actually watching a film, technically, right?
Depends.
Well, nowadays, they pretty much give away the whole friggin' plot. Like, take, for example, the whole Shazam thing. Shazam, I know exactly what's going to happen in that film.
Yeah, but it's an origin story. You already knew what it was going to be.
No, but they pretty much gave us all of the origin within those 3 minutes. There's no real reason for us to actually, you know... I mean, unless you have been hiding underneath a rock and you don't know who Billy Batson is.
Look, like, that's pretty much... There's going to be other bits. You only see, like, one clip of Mark Strong, so... There's stuff to see. There's going to be stuff to see. I don't think it's not just going to be him getting his powers and then fucking about for like 2 hours. Like, he's going to do some bits.
I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those. I don't know. Ultimately, I know I'm going to be disappointed with Shazam. I mean,
why? It's going to be fine. It's going to be good. It's going to be. At least.
What about Aquaman or Black Panther, shall I say? Yeah, I said it. That trailer is exactly the same as the Black Panther trailer.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It so is.
No, it isn't. He didn't have a... He didn't go all full Harry Potter in the Black Panther trailer.
What do you mean full Harry Potter? What do you mean underneath the stairs? What do you mean?
No. No, the other bit when he's in the aquarium.
Basically, there's a YouTube video online, and they basically copied...
That's what you find YouTube videos.
No. That basically has the two trailers side by side, and they're near enough exactly the same. Even from the pan shot for him going into Atlantis, it's the same as the pan shot going in for him as it going into Wakanda. It's exactly the same.
That's probably the only bit that's similar.
No, sir. You'd want it to be, but... It's like...
I want to say, like, you can't ambush me with some shit that you know I haven't seen.
You know what? I'll show you it after this podcast. It's fucking ridiculous. When you see it, you'll be like, fuck Aquaman's editing team. Fuck it. I'm taking a piss, bruv.
No, but it's a completely different film, sort of.
It's not. It's going to be exactly the damn same. Like, from what I've just seen there... They're just going to try and rip off as much Black Panther as possible.
Not to say that,
you know, like, except Black Panther just beat him to the punch. Like, you know, the similar concepts, similar premises, whatever.
Except, like, you switch it around. Like, if Killmonger was the king and he wanted to wage war on the rest of the world and Aquaman was Killmonger, where like he was on.
It's Black Panther, brother. It's Black Panther. That's all it is. They're trying to make it like Black Panther, and it's just ridiculous.
No, look, it's not.
The one, the worst thing about it is that this is has potentially like, because like I'm not going to discredit anything that James Wan has done already, because just by looking at the trailer, it just looks like a Black Panther clone. That's it. That's not based on the trailer. Just watch the trailer again.
I've seen the trailer. I watched it today. It's different. It's going to be different enough. Yes, there may be some sort of similarities, but you got to, like, to find those similarities, you got to switch some stuff around. And it's like, at that point, you're just looking for shit. Like, it's going to be good. And you know, so what? Even if it was a clone of Black Panther, Black Panther was good. So who cares? Would you prefer another shitty DC film?
I want to... At least the shitty DC films were original.
No.
I mean, they weren't good, but at least they're original.
Then don't complain and watch
You can't You can't expect me to sort of like say, you know what? This Aquaman's going to be excellent, blah, blah, blah. No, because it's just Black Panther with Jason Momoa. That's it. Fuck them. Fuck them.
I disagree.
You know, you have to see this damn thing. I'm going to get it. You know, I'm going to do this like mid-podcast.
I disagree. It's going to be good, and it's going to stand on its own merits. Like, there's clearly enough that's different for you to enjoy. Like, you can watch it, and it'll be a good movie. But people are gonna, this is going to be the one that everyone loves.
Nah, it's just Black Panther, bruv. For all the white people that didn't watch Black Panther, they're going to love Aquaman. Controversial. Yes. Truthful. Yes. Everybody else in the world, the white people that watch Black Panther, the black people that watch Black Panther, the Chinese people, and the North Koreans and the South Koreans that watch Black Panther, the Chinese that watch Black Panther, all of them people are going to fucking hate Aquaman. And that's a lot of fucking people.
They are not going to hate Aquaman. You're going to be the only person that hates Aquaman out of just stubbornness. Because you've got a vendetta against Aquaman.
I haven't.
For no reason.
I haven't, bro.
Yes, it is.
I haven't.
We've done a DC
You know what? You know what? You know.
You gave him a TV series. What's up with that?
I was being generous with a TV series, bro. Exactly. Because there's you've only two. There's only two. The worst thing about Aquaman as well is that he's a clone of fucking Namor anyway. So let's just get
they're
that.
They're very different people. Yes, they come from the same place, but they are very different characters.
Whatever,
you can't say yeah they're the same, but they're completely different.
Okay, Aquaman, Black Panther. Here you go. Oh, look at this comparison.
What is with this music? See, look, they have to start from that bit because that's the only bit that's similar.
No, this is the trailer.
No, but the Aquaman trailer doesn't start from that bit.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It looks exactly the same. I'm just looking at the shots.
No, it's similar. No,
when you're looking at the shots,
they've cut it.
The
to
shots.
Make it,
the shots.
I'm calling shenanigans on this shit. Right now, bro. I'm calling shenanigans on this shit.
Let's turn down this weird music. But yeah, bruv, look. It's exactly the same, bruv.
I'm calling shenanigans on this right now.
They've cut
it to make it the same.
No. I mean, let's see. Aquaman versus... Okay, I typed in BS. I think that was my... But
yeah,
just for that reason alone, bro. I just saw the shots. The shots are exactly the same.
The shots are not exactly.
They
the same.
Are, bro. I mean, there's fair enough. They are typical.
Similar. There's a couple that are similar, but the trailers aren't the same. And they've cut the trailers to make.
No. They've cut the same scene side by side. And when you look at it, fair enough. Like they all have their own little witty dialogue and all that stuff. And fair enough, all films are technically the same if you're looking at it from a cinematography point of view. So you know the sort of dramatic shots and all that shit. But in regards to this, and just seeing that comparison video, there's too many similarities, bro.
Nah, there isn't.
There is.
There isn't. You just hate Aquaman for no reason.
Nah, bro. For when I saw that Aquaman sweeping shot,
you just hate Aquaman for no reason.
For every reason.
So you're not on board for Aquaman. You're not on board for Shazam.
Shazam probably more interested in than Aquaman, only because obviously there's the shameless ripping off of Black Panther.
It's not a rip off of Black Panther.
It's a rip off, bro.
Nah, it's not. It's very different. It's very different.
I mean, it should be. I want it to be. And the worst thing about it is that I'm not even hating on it.
They started working on that before Black Panther came out.
Yeah. But it's whoever can deliver to the market the first. Nobody gives a fuck about the person that invented margarine after the guy that invented butter. You know what I mean?
What?
Just saying. Nobody buys.
They're not the same thing.
They're not the same thing. But what do you spread on your toast?
Margarine.
You're a weird guy, bruv. Weird guy.
Sorry. Most people use margarine.
No, most people use butter, bruv.
No.
Most people use butter.
Butter's inconvenient and it's bad for you.
Nobody cares about the health benefits.
Yes, they do. Of course they do.
They don't, bro. If that was the case, they wouldn't be selling butter as much. You probably got butter spreads.
No, that's why there's 15 different types of flora and 2 types of stalk.
Yeah, but the stalk's used for cakes, bruv. They're used for cakes. Nobody spreads that on their toast, bro.
Exactly.
You're spreading stalk on fucking toast.
You know what I mean.
Bruv.
You know what I mean.
That's hard times. It's like you say, it's I mean. Like the only step underneath that is lard, bruv. Oh, God. That's horrible. That's horrible. Anyway, so yeah, the 2 DC films, they look decent enough. I'm going to hold back my judgment until the film's actually out. Okay, I'm probably going to bitch and moan the more trailers that come
Everyone
out.
Everyone knows what you think about it because you've got a vendetta against
I
DC.
I haven't got a vendetta
against Aquaman.
I like DC comics, right? I just don't like their films. Is that so bad? It's not as if I'm saying fuck Superman, he's a dickhead. No, I'm not doing that. Ever. But, yeah. Just DC films in general are just a bag of shit, bruv. And that's just even more confusing because I reckon if something's going well, they're probably going to swap it to the DC Dark and they're just going to try and, like, assimilate anything that was good out of the DC universe and just transfer it to the DC Dark when that starts picking up. Spells a little bit of pace.
We've already seen the DC Dark.
No. Yeah. Nolan doesn't count, bruv.
Nah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Snyder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Snyder's films, they've got their own universe.
No, but yeah, exactly. And it's dark. That's it. Speaking of DC films, Zazie Beetz and De Niro are in talks for the Joker movie.
Zazie Beetz? Who the fuck's Zazie Beetz, bruv?
It's Domino.
Oh, okay. So they're just going to buy every Marvel character that isn't in a Marvel Universe film.
Like who?
Why didn't you just get Ryan Reynolds? Why didn't you just throw that in?
He was already in a DC film.
No, he's in Green Lantern.
That was a DC film.
You don't count that.
Why not?
Because it didn't have... I mean, like, at least... The worst thing about Green Lantern is that it's not as bad as in if the Snyderverse. It's bad, but not as bad as. At least it actually had a plot.
They all had plots.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, how do you judge that one? Is Green Lantern better than the Snyderverse? I mean, Green Lantern is a bag of shit. But is it as bad as Batman versus Superman? I'm gonna say no.
So gun to your head, gun to your dick. Mm-hmm. Watch Green Lantern.
Green Lantern over Batman versus Superman, yeah.
And Justice League.
Like Justice League, yeah. I mean, well, to be fair, Justice League was when it started to get a bit better, but then still shit. I'm gonna go on record and say Justice League was still shit.
I think you're already on record of saying that.
No, but yeah, made the record refer to that moment when I said it was shit originally.
Yeah,
because it wasn't as good as it should be. Exactly. I mean, like, the worst thing about it is that the cartoons are more exciting than the films. And, like, I'm not even talking about, you know, like, the DC animation, which is actually quite exciting.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fucking, you remember Batman, the Batman? Remember the Batman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's got more action in it than any of the DC Universe films were. And I used to hate that series. I used to hate it.
I liked it.
Well, I liked it a little bit towards the end, but compared to Batman Beyond and Batman the Animated Series, it's my least favourite.
Yeah. Obviously.
Mm.
But it's still good.
Yeah.
It's not as good. It's just good.
Yeah. I mean, even Beware the Batman was good.
I didn't see it.
That was right.
I saw a little bit, so I didn't really, I don't know. I can get into it.
It's a bit more left field than the others, but it's just still good.
So yeah, Zazie Beetz, De Niro, Joker movie. What's up?
Oh, Zazie Beetz as well, Harley Quinn?
Nah.
Is that too left field?
Nah. Oh. No, I just remembered. Speaking of DC movies,
yeah.
And this DC movie in particular, did you see? I can't remember what the lady's name is, but did you see American Horror Story, the first season?
Yeah, vaguely.
Do you remember the neighbor? Not the neighbor. The one, the housekeeper, like the maid.
Fuck no. You're gonna have to use a different film.
I don't know. I don't know. I heard from anything else.
I'm googling.
But basically,
yeah, she's meant to be Harley Quinn.
No, she's gonna be Joker's mum. I'm so off board this film. I don't want to see a fucking Joker movie that has Joker's mum in it. I'm out. I'm out.
I don't think his problems come from his mum. His problems more come from his dad.
I'm actually not gonna see this film.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
And I don't say that lightly. Like, I'm not. Like, fuck this film. I don't need a Joker origin story that has his mum in it.
You say that. I mean, it depends what context they put it in.
I don't give a fuck.
It does. It sounds
whack. Do I look like I care?
It sounds whack. Ain't gonna lie. But,
It's like, no. Like, no. I think I heard that yesterday. Or today. Or yesterday. Man. But I heard that the other day.
So we're talking season one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, IMDb being it.
Yeah.
So we're talking Vivian?
Was she the maid?
Don't think so, actually.
Does she look like an old lady?
No. It's not that one. Oh, God. I've got to go IMDb. I'm going IMDb deep.
Anyway, that fuck one. This film. Like, yeah, I'm saying it here now.
No, I just need to see a face.
Fuck this film. Yeah. Like, all the other stuff, like, Zazie, De Niro, like, I don't know. Maybe De Niro's gonna be his dad. Oh, fuck this film. This film. I'm out.
So De Niro as the Joker's dad.
I know, I'm not saying definitely, like, but if you've got his mum in it, and you know,
it sounds a bit shitty.
What else? What, like, what part do you see De Niro playing in this Joker film?
Maybe.
Fuck.
Which one? Show me.
Fuck this film.
I think that's season one. I'm not too sure.
Nah, that's the label.
I've only ever watched like one episode of American Horror Story, and it's just confused the shit out of me, so I was like, meh, I'm out.
You get confused over one episode.
It's like the third episode in or something.
If you watch one episode per season, I can understand why you'd be confused, because
it's a different thing every time, isn't it? I think it's the one with the circus or something. Trailer. I think so.
Yeah, I don't think she's in that trailer. Yeah, fuck this film.
This one here. The one with the old face.
Nah, that was the wife.
So it's the maid you're talking about.
Yeah.
This one here.
Yeah, the maid. Like, she used to look hot and sexy for the husband, but all the other times.
Yeah. This one here. This lady here. This one.
No.
Are you sure it's not that one?
Does she look like a maid?
No, no, she was... This lady here, are you sure it's not that lady? The one that she was cheating on with or something?
Yes,
sure. Okay, cool. Fuck it.
Sure.
We've taken too much of a left field pass anyway. Yeah, but yeah, so...
I'll find him, I'll show it to you later. But, fuck this film.
Was it Elsa Mars?
No. It was... I think it's like Francis something.
Yeah, Francis. Yeah. Oh, God, that's horrible, bruv. Veteran stage.
That's a bit harsh.
Condre.
She's seasoned.
I'm pretty sure she's like Kevin Condre's like wife.
Nah,
her father, Vincent Paul Condre, it's a daddy. No. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck this film.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense now.
Fuck it.
So, Joker's got a mum and a dad. One potentially being Robert De Niro, the other being some old haggard bitch.
That's super harsh.
Super fair, bro.
That's super harsh. You're going to get fired by Disney in the future.
Fine.
Speaking of being fired by Disney.
Oh!
Some fucked up shit.
I know, bro. I already heard about this. But let's let the viewers at home know that Mr. James Gunn got fired. So our potential third sequel to Guardians of the Galaxy is now in jeopardy.
Technically the second sequel.
Yeah, second or third.
Third installment, second sequel.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know, bro.
I do know, shit fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, like, apparently it was a far right or far left or far off fucking comment that he made. And as a result, he got fired for it. What was the tweet anyway? Do you know what it was?
No, it was just some jokes he made, like about rape and paedophilia, which is just another day in the real dumb shit office.
Exactly. If James Gunn wants another job that, you know, doesn't sort of like fire him from being himself, and he doesn't want to be paid any money.
I was just about to bring that shit up.
Yeah, like, come join Wild on.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, you can't pay us. Like, you can't. You definitely can't pay James.
Well, definitely not. We haven't got James Gunn sort of like clout. I mean, I reckon James Gunn would probably get paid if he was to work for Wild.
Nah, that's fucked up. I hurt someone.
Me as well. Definitely.
But I was hit first.
Yeah.
Like, but where's my paycheck?
You have to pay that guy. That guy's like a movie genius, bro.
Yeah, well.
He made Sliver.
That shit fucked up. Like, you can't be getting fired for some shit you said 8 years ago. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's so fucked up.
Was he currently employed at the time by Disney then?
Yeah, obviously. He's working on fucking Guardians 3.
No,
at the time he said it? Of course not. It was fucking 8 years ago.
Oh, I mean, if he was working for the company, fair enough.
No, but he wasn't. One, he wasn't. Two, they already knew about it. Three, it had already been addressed. It's only because some fucking Trump supporters decided to, you know, dig through his old tweets and bring this shit up now.
Yeah, he should have deleted that shit. I mean, James Gunn for not deleting it. Dumb.
So what? Even if he didn't delete it, so what? Like,
yeah,
it's a dumb joke. Whether it was right or not to make the joke,
yeah.
Like, it was, that's old shit.
Well,
people can change.
Well, there's another sort of like theory behind this crap as well, is that the millennials or the younger crowd can't take jokes.
And I just think people in general can't take fucking jokes.
Well, it's not even just that. I mean, like,
you've come to a time where it's like there's just no, you know, you've got no.
There's sense no banks, bro. There's no banks.
Even if you don't find it funny, you should be able to
acknowledge,
you know, acknowledge it's a joke. Like, it's, you know,
it's not a funny joke, maybe, but
intention should be taken into consideration.
I mean, like, let me put in this context, right? We're going to end up to like being a society where we're all like trying to, like,
it's going to be like fucking equilibrium where everyone's got no fucking sense of humour and they just sit stare at a desk for fucking
I won't go to Equilibrium. I
was and going, just go home and go to sleep.
I was more thinking like V for Vendetta.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, oh, see, that's just... Oh. Okay, let's take a moment for redacted.
No, you know why I haven't seen it? No, there's a method to why I have not seen it.
You hate Natalie Portman?
Yes. What? I wanted to read the comic
first.
And I haven't got around to reading it.
What?
So
you hate Natalie Portman? You hate Natalie Portman? You can't just gloss over that, bruv. You hate Natalie Portman?
Why not?
She's amazing, bruv.
Chai.
Leon. She was like 12 when she done that film. Chai. Bruv. She speaks like 3 languages. She did both of those friggin' films in the 2 languages. She done it in French and done it in English.
Chai. I don't hate Natalie Portman.
You do.
I don't.
By saying that, you hate her.
I hate her.
No, by saying that you don't hate her like that, it's like...
No, I don't hate her.
I don't hate her, but I don't love her.
I don't hate her at all.
Lies.
I'm not lying.
I don't know who you are now. That's dark. Anyway.
No, I just wanted to get to my point. I just said the first thing that came to mind.
You just wanted to shut me down and you said the worst thing in the world.
Yes, I wanted to say why I wanted to say in peace.
It's not going to happen. Continue.
Of course it's not.
Continue.
Why they call you Sham.
Exactly. So, what was that point?
I forgot what I was saying.
You're saying about... Because you said, like, Leon... Let's see, let's rewind it. V for Vendetta. You haven't seen V for Vendetta.
Yeah, I said I haven't seen it because I wanted to read the comic
and then you said you hated Natalie Portman. And then... Yeah,
I wanted to read the comic first. And I haven't gotten around to reading the comic. So that's why I haven't seen the film.
Let's watch the film. It's easier. It's going to get ruined either. I mean, me, I usually watch the film and then I read the comic. Because, worst case scenario, if you read the comic first,
yeah,
and then the film is shitter than the comic, which is more likely the case,
yeah,
you have nothing to sort of like, you know, to improve on said experience of said narrative. It's like you go into like Sainsbury's, you buy the No Frills brand, and then you buy like a name brand. So for example, like rice, you buy like the Easy Quick Cook, and then you buy an Uncle Ben's,
yeah,
and then you eat the Quick Cook first and it's like, this is shit. And then you have the Uncle Ben's, it's like, this is alright. You know, you've got a happy ending. You know, you've got to create your own wins. Standard. So in regards to V for Vendetta, comic book films are always going to be lesser than the comic. I say watch the film first, then read the comic.
Maybe.
It's the only way. It's the only way.
Maybe.
It's like Watchmen. Like Watchmen the film, and then I read the comic, and then I was thinking, like, what the fuck did Zack Snyder do? What the fuck?
Why didn't you read the comic first?
Because it wasn't really it wasn't on my radar. I was more into Punisher in them times.
Yes, I mean,
I think a Punisher Max was around the same time.
Like, if you watch the film first, then you have no like barometer for like how they fucked up the comic.
No, you can read it in real time, bro. Like that's it's like there's no difference.
Read it while you're watching the film.
No, you watch the film and you're like, I wonder how they fucked it up, and then you read the comic. And sometimes, I mean, the only rare one that kind of made more sense was the Kick-Ass comic versus the Kick-Ass film. It's the only time I've ever seen it. Only time. Like, where the film's actually better than the comic.
I haven't read it.
Well, to be fair, it's not really a vital point, as it were. But yeah, so, digress.
Yeah, any more dumb shit fucked up.
Yeah, don't like it. James Gunn, you've done so much good work. I believe it is only right that you are rewarded, not punished, for your creativity within this field at this current time, as well as your rebellion against Donald Trump. I reckon that should be celebrated rather than, you know, all this other shit. But, you know, I hope it all works out. I know that Disney will have to resolve something, because I know that the actors probably... I've got something to say about it, and
they have said stuff already.
Mm.
I don't know. It's a weird. It's a weird one. Like,
well, it depends.
Hopefully, hopefully, Disney can reverse their decision.
I mean, was it done by the HR department or was it done by higher ups?
I don't know, higher ups, I guess. I mean, it was too quick to go to HR. Like, I mean, it's not even.
Yeah, I reckon they should sue the guy that filed the complaint. Because
I think they should cut his fucking head off. That's a bit
harsh. I reckon they should sue the guy.
No violence.
No violence towards any dickhead. Violence. But yeah. I reckon they should sue him, make an example of him. Because at the moment we're just getting this whole alt-right passion bullshit led like bullshit. Like, it's only because, like, I always say this in sort of like tandem, that liberals can't really argue as well as Republican mindsets in America. Like, Republican mindsets seem to be a bit more clever in sort of like exploiting said system, whereas liberals want it to be their way. They want it to, you know, appease to them. And, you know, it's not the way that politics and bullshit work in this world. I mean, like, complaining does work. There was a time where, you know, the liberal mindset was to sort of like fight injustice and all that stuff, and now the Republican side is like seem to be on the side of fighting justice in inverted commas, as it were, and you know, challenging the ordeal. Like, have you heard about this new TED talk that everybody's up in arms about?
No.
Pedophilia is a sexual orientation. Yeah.
Says who?
Says this TED talk. This woman. This woman was arguing that paedophilias or paedophiles. I think is the collective name, right? I mean, how would you like address it? Like paedophili, whatever. That
paedophiles. Why are you trying to make it more complicated than it is?
Fine. Main reason why I'm trying to make it more complicated, because that makes more sense than fucking this argument. It's like, oh my god, so you're saying because they were born with this paedophile gene, as it were, it then by us beating the shit out of them for fucking a 4-year-old, we are impeding on their sexuality.
No, that's stupid.
Exactly.
That's fucking stupid. That's like saying rape is a sexual orientation.
Exactly, it is.
That's what it is at the end
of the day. I want a raper, like, so yeah, this is it.
Those children are not old enough to give consent, so it's rape.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
Full blown rape. So what if you find it attractive? That's something that you have to, you know.
Yeah, so like, what if someone finds rape attractive? Like, you can't.
No, but this is the entire thing. Okay. Like, when we go into the realm of rape and what is rape and, you know, all this bullshit within the human psyche, one thing I will say without a shadow of a doubt, if you fuck a kid in the ass or face or anywhere, because this is what they want to do, right? Just imagine, like, you know, the full-blown intent, right? Because let's just put it as disgusting as it is, right? Like, you have it like that. If you're that person that wants to do these things to kids, there's a lot more wrong with you than you realize.
Yeah.
And should they be allowed? Should they be allowed to practice their sexual?
Well, a lot of them do realize.
Yeah, and but this whole entire thing is like, this woman that does the TED talk is now even worse than.
She just wanted to be controversial. Just wanted a paper, like.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, treat her like a paedophile. That's what I would say in regards to that woman. Treat her like a paedophile.
Treat her like a paedophile.
Yeah.
Well, lock her up.
Yeah, lock her up.
Throw away the key.
Throw away the key. Burn down her home. Everything. Yeah. The only reason why I say that is because how the hell do you manage to come out of that sort of shit? I mean, there's some.
She probably wanted a paper published or something like that. Like, she just wanted eyes on her. She just wanted to be controversial for the sake of it.
Not for being the stupidest motherfucker in the world. For being the most disgustingest motherfucker in the world. Do you really want that accolade? Do you really need that accolade? No. You know what? The worst thing about it.
Maybe if you can't be famous, be infamous, innit?
Nah, no, not even. If it was a case where the kid in question, right, was a consenting child, which doesn't make any fucking sense, right?
Like I already said,
yeah, exactly. So it's not right. if it was a case that they were in a consensual relationship, which is really...
They can't be.
If they were...
That's why there's no argument, because they can't. Like, exactly. There's never going to be a situation where you're going to be able to say that a child is able to give consent. So it can't be a thing. It will never be a thing. It can't be a thing.
Well, this is it. Like, so you've got that as an aspect. And in America as well, with America, I don't know, their laws are all fucked up, because you can get married at the age of 12, but you can't consent to any sexual, like in some states, but you can't have sex until you're 16.
Okay.
But then I'm thinking, who the fuck is marrying a 12-year-old? And usually, it's like one of those sort of like secular cults,
yeah,
that marry these kids off to another kid, or sometimes to a grown-ass man. And I don't know, the world's a fucked up place. But with this TED Talk controversy with this woman, she just needs to fix up, bro. Like, real talk. Like, I don't even know, like, because me being a guy, I'm disgusted. And I'm thinking, if you're a woman...
Do you think women have the monopoly on being disgusted?
No, but in regards to your child being exploited, you know, in such a disgusting way.
Yeah.
You should feel more... I mean, like, fair enough with me.
She probably doesn't have kids.
Well, this is another thing. She doesn't have any kids. Or she isn't around any kids. So no nieces, no nephews, or, you know, cousins, or anything like that. But in regards to that sort of aspect, I mean, as a man, I feel disgusted.
Mm.
But as a woman, you should feel mortified. Like, I know for a fact that...
Sexist.
No, it's just a mother's love is meant to be better than the father's love.
That's sexist.
That as well. You know what? You know, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, the fact that she wasn't more outraged than me...
Well, she can't be more outraged because she's the one that's saying it.
No, but for even for this sort of stupidity to be, you know, correlated in a mindset, you know, yeah, what I mean? I mean, that's me anyway, but fuck it. Controversial. But yeah, go ahead. What's the next dumb shit?
Speaking of DC movies...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Did you see the Titans trailer?
I saw a Titans trailer. I saw something like a trailer. Did I see anything good? Potentially. But no, I think it's going to be a bag of shit, bro. Complete bag of shit.
Why?
It just doesn't gel well. It's like they've gone down this route, and this is another thing that's controversial as well, that's pissed me off. The super duper diversity bullshit. Starfire, like, she's not a black girl, she's green.
She's an alien.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't really matter. But it's the fact that they've proper made her like proper ethnic and all that stuff, and it's all good. You know, black is beautiful and all that stuff. But the makeup just looks shit, bruv.
Well, the whole everything looks shit.
It does. It looks so shit.
But that's not because...
No, but this is
got nothing to do with the casting. That's got everything to do with the costume department.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They spent all the budget on Robin's costume.
And on that batarang, that batarang that's in the shape of an R.
Yeah.
And then everything else just looks like shit, bruv. It looks like shit. Like, I mean, I'm not expecting it to be amazing. I want the plot to be more important than the actual characters.
Yeah, I mean, look, but one thing you gotta remember, like, this is gonna be on their streaming service. It's not gonna be a film. So budget's gonna be tight. Especially season one.
Mm.
So...
See, what they should have done is they should have accumulated enough money from that bullshit move that they pulled with Batman vs. Superman and earned more money than they fucking deserved. They should have put...
That's not how shit works.
They should have put that money...
That's not how shit works.
They should have taken a snippet of that money rather than, you know, bathing in it and, you know, washing themselves with the money. They should have put a little bit of that money...
Yeah.
Warner Brothers should have put a little bit of that money into developing a decent fucking TV series of a live action show. Then they should have made anything but that Titan series. Anything.
The people want a Titan series.
Yes, we do. We want a good Titan series. We don't want a bag of shit Titan series.
Yeah, but you don't know that's a bag of
shit. It's a bag of shit, bro.
You don't know that yet.
Trailer alone, bag of shit. Look, this is the shit that we have to look forward to, right? Bag of shit, bro.
The trailer, everything. the trailer is not the best. Like,
it's the worst. It's the worst.
No, but it's not the worst either. Like, it has potential. Like, and you...
All right. Compare it to Daredevil. Daredevil Netflix series. Compare it. Because it's the same product, right? Which one did you want to watch?
Yeah, but they only have one character.
No, there's different characters.
No, okay, yeah, there's different characters.
They're introducing the Defenders. Like, you had one... Punisher. You had all,
no,
everyone.
But, yeah, but they got introduced in their own shit. Like, it's not like they have, like, they're introducing a group. So it's like, you have Robin, and you have Starfire, and you have, like,
I still reckon,
Beast Boy and shit like that. So you got more characters that you need to spend budget on. And plus, like, they never spend that much budget on Daredevil's costume. Like, he just wore a black suit with a black thing around
his
ass.
Exactly. They kept it simple. The worst thing about it is that they would
have... Yeah, but you can't keep Robin simple because he's already been Robin. Like, he's...
You can.
He's post-Batman.
You can just have him. You can have him in normal clothes.
Yeah, but then...
Once you basically have him in the costume once, or the Robin costume, you can have him in normal clothes acting out a scene. We don't have to see some bullshit CGI around Starfire's, you know, hair and it not making any goddamn sense. And then Beast Boy jumping and turning into nothing. Get the fuck out of there, bruv.
Look, it's probably not even... They're still probably working on Viz effects right now.
They should have brought out anything then. Like, this whole entire thing. You know what? They should have...
Yeah, but then you can't say that all the time because people complain, oh, how comes I didn't get to see this?
Because it ain't done.
Where's the fucking
trailer?
Oh, where's the trailer for this? Oh, where's the trailer for that?
You know what it is? They're just trying to drum up money for this damn streaming service. That's not going to go anywhere.
Obviously. Like, they need it. They need it to work. Like, look how much shows they've put into production. Like, they need people to jump on.
They should just give all the money into CW, develop those series, and then, like, add...
What do you mean, develop those series? Those series are developed.
No. I'm talking about proper developing. I mean, I'm talking about proper budget. You know, not some sort of, like, daytime TV budget. We're talking proper budget.
No, look, even if they had all the money in the world to put into these shows, they're still only going to put a certain amount of money into these shows because they still need to recoup that money. Like, it's not like they're not just going to throw money down the drain. They're not in the business of wasting money. They're in the business of making money. Mm. So, like, they're only going to put in what they feel.
Right. Let me put this into perspective. Would you watch an Arrow movie?
I would watch an Arrow movie. Wait. Would I watch a Green Arrow movie or would I watch, like, a...
Arrowverse TV movie done to a Hollywood budget. Would you watch that? I would say yeah.
Maybe.
I would definitely would.
Maybe.
I would.
Nah.
Same thing with The Flash. Would you watch...
A lot of the cast is not worth it. Like, I don't want to watch 2 hours of fucking Iris West or whatever.
Oh, God, you need to let shit go.
I'm not going to let that go. Okay. They are not movie, like...
They're not movie.
...caliber actors, like...
Oh, that's harsh.
It's not harsh.
It is.
Stephen Amell, yeah. Like, almost everyone else, no.
Yeah. Sisko, I reckon he could be the funny guy in the film.
No, Sisko can. Sisko can...
Diggle.
Diggle can... Yeah.
Felicity can.
Diggle, yeah.
I mean, everybody in the Arrow thing, apart from the lower tier ones, I would say...
All right, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But over the Flash side, it's like, nah. Maybe Grant Gustin.
Yeah.
Everyone else. All right, actually, no.
Grant Gustin.
Cop Dad, yes.
Yeah.
Harrison Sisko. Wells. Yes. Sisko, yes. Everyone else, no.
So you recast Iris.
Fuck yes. That'd be the first thing I do.
You know, the fact that you... The fact that you took out Wally, that's the worst, bro. That's harsh. Because he ain't done nothing to no one. Like, to be fair, his version of the character is a bit wishy-washy.
No, he hasn't done anything to no one except, like, he hasn't done enough to prove himself yet. Like, it's not his fault. They haven't given him enough to do. Like, the first season he was in, he was fucking garbage. The second season he was in, he was a lot better. But since then, they've given him nothing to do.
Yeah, just
I didn't watch him when he was on in Legends.
Yeah,
it's because I stopped watching that show.
Yes.
So it's hard for me to say like I'll keep Wally, because like he's not, to me, he hasn't done enough.
I reckon the whole Titans thing, like the Titans dilemma, if they are going to be doing it as part of the CW, it'll be a good move. If they're doing it so their universe is on its own.
No, it's probably going to be on its own.
Well, this is it.
It's
like,
probably going to be on its own.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's going to be bullshit.
Supergirl's on its own. Black Lightning's on its own. This one's going to be on its own. Batwoman's going to be on its own.
Black Lightning's not going to last another season.
It will. Wait, you mean like a season three? Because I think it got renewed for a season two.
Yeah, it got renewed for a season two. Yeah. It's not going to last three seasons. Or like, this is going to be its last one.
What makes you say that?
It seems shaky. It's shaky at the end. Like,
yeah, but people like it. Like, people like it. And
but now it's going up against Luke Cage.
Yeah, but it was already up against Luke Cage. Luke Cage season one.
Well, this is another thing. Like, controversially, I didn't like the fact that the guy was singing the narrative.
Singing?
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen Black Lightning, have you?
Not all the way to the end.
Well, basically, there's a bit where it's like, tell all your friends and that Black Lightning's back and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So now he's walking down the stairs. Now he's going to fight the guy. Sort of stuff. There's no stopping.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Go ahead.
Fuck that show.
Oof.
Fuck that show. Like, I'm just like,
I mean, compared to Luke Cage season 2,
it's just not on the level. It's just not on the same level. It's not.
I mean, Luke Cage season 1 I thought was pretty fucking bad.
I liked it.
I mean,
there was a lot in Luke Cage season 1 I liked.
Naturally, no. I think I'm more thinking about
Diamondback. I didn't like so much.
Yeah, it's just rushed
in. A lot of everything else I liked. Like, what's his name? Mahershala Ali's
Cottonmouth.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Like, he was really good. Like, a lot of that show was good. I liked how, like, Harlem was like a character in the show. Harlem as, like, its history and the people and the area and everything that's going on. It was a big part of the show.
But do you reckon that Daredevil season 1 did it better? Because I felt Hell's Kitchen was it's a dark and wonderful place.
It was different. I don't think of it in the same way. Like, yeah, it was a big part of it in the way that like it's alive. Like the same way Gotham is alive. Like you can, like Gotham has a feel and a texture, and it's like, you know, like there's certain things going down like around certain corners, and you get that kind of feel from Hell's Kitchen and Daredevil season 1. But like Harlem was alive, but Harlem was alive and popping, like, and you it had a history to it as well. Like Hell's Kitchen didn't really have a history to it. It was just like, it was just happening now.
Yeah, but it's very dark and very
ominous. Yeah, it was very dark and ominous, but like, I don't know, like Harlem just had that different kind of flavor. Like,
yeah, I think it was, well, it was, well, if you compare that to like Freetown, which is basically where Black Lightning is, you just, there's too many, like, there's not enough, how can I put it, like in Arrow, for example, you've got a divide between the Glades, and then you've got, like, you know, Star City. You know what I mean? Or what is known as Star City.
Kind of. But like, you don't really,
and it's big enough to sort of
see it that much. Like, one, you don't see it that much. Two, they barely talk about it now. And it's not like, it's like Star City is just Star City. Like, there's nothing special about Star City apart from Green Arrow lives there.
Yeah. I suppose. And it seems a lot smaller than Central City. Flash. Central City is meant to be like New York, and Arrow City is, or Star City is meant to be like Seattle, right?
I don't know because every time, like, on them, Metropolis is kind of like New York, like,
no, Gotham, Metropolis is like Minneapolis.
They're all kind of fucking like New York.
Now, Metropolis is like Minneapolis, apparently. Gotham used to be Chicago at one point.
And then, maybe, but it's all irrelevant because they both exist in the DC Universe. Mm.
Yeah. Which does make any sense.
It does.
No,
it,
no,
it
no.
just means their Earth is a bit bigger.
Well, it's... That's what I have to say about that. It's tiresome.
Their Earth's a bit bigger. Anyway, Titans. I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to give it a chance.
Okay, are you willing to pay $9.99 a month?
It's going to be on Netflix.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
What the hell?
I'm pretty sure. Like, it's either going to be on Netflix or it's going to be on Prime.
I don't think it's going to be on any.
Pretty sure they'll hook it up.
No, because at the moment I know...
No, because like they need to make their money somewhere, and like if they don't have the license in to like bring that product like outside of the US, then they need to sell it somewhere, and like that's going to be the best way to get some money. Like, sell
it to Netflix, but I reckon it'll be like 6 months down the line,
man. I don't think so.
It's like they're going to expect...
I don't think so. Like, what's it... Cloak and Dagger is on... Something, I'm sure.
I think it's CBS.
Is it on CBS?
CBS or ABC? I know it's Signature. It's like ABC Signature, actually. Yeah, it's ABC.
Okay, yeah. Like, you can't get that over here, so it's on Prime. Like, every Friday, you can watch it.
And I have been watching it.
The same thing with Star Trek Discovery. Like, that's on the CBS, their fucking streaming service. Like, you can't get that outside of the US, so... It was on Netflix. So, like, I assume that fucking DC better pull their finger out and, like, hook me up with some fucking Titans and some fucking Swamp Thing and fucking Doom Patrol and all that fucking shit that they're making over there.
Doom Patrol? What's that one?
Yeah, Doom Patrol.
As in Legion of Doom?
No, Doom Patrol, I'm pretty sure Doom Patrol was the original team that... what's his name, Beast Boy or Changeling, I think he was at the time. That's the original team he was on. It's kind of like X-Men.
Just sounds stupid. Now, I thought, why haven't I heard this before? Like, you know, it's like, yeah, it's because it sucks, that's why.
You can't say it sucks if you never heard of it.
Sucks, bro.
Fuck you.
No, bro. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Anyway, yeah, they better be hooking us non fucking Americans up with some shit.
I doubt it. They hate us, bruv. Not priority.
Yeah, obviously not priority, but hook that shit up. Hook that shit up. You know you want that money.
Definitely not, bruv.
They want that money.
So what else?
Speaking of DC movies, did you see the Young Justice trailer?
Yes.
So you need to be hooked up with that as well, because that's on the fucking app.
Nah, it's gonna come on Cartoon Network.
Fuck Cartoon Network. Netflix. Nah. Why?
It's tradition. I've watched all of my
Yeah, it's tradition until fucking Cartoon Network decided they want to show 15 minutes pieces of shit instead of actual cartoons with arcs.
Fair enough.
So fuck a Cartoon Network. Bring that on Netflix. Yeah. When people were like, bring back Young Justice, where were they watching it? They were watching it on Netflix.
Is it, so Young Justice is on Netflix now?
I don't think it's on UK Netflix.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's
on,
I think it's on Prime.
Nah, it's not.
It's on Prime.
Justice League Unlimited was on Prime for a bit, but not Young Justice season 1 was, season 2 wasn't. Probably is now. I mean, Batman animated series is still up on there.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I was going to say I was watching it on the Eurostar, but I wasn't. I was watching something else.
That's a mad thing as well. Like, when you go over into Europe now, you know, your Netflix and your Prime change.
Yeah, because you're in a different region, isn't it? It doesn't matter what your account is. is the reason you're in at the time.
Do you know when I was in Amsterdam, Netflix over there has got like Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan's on Netflix.
It's not.
It is.
It's not, bro.
It is. If it's not on Netflix, it's on Prime. Like, it's on
not,
one of them.
It's not.
It's on one of them. 100%. All I see Showtime it come up on my shit all the time.
All Showtime stuff.
I see it come up on my shit
like,
all the time.
The only way you can watch it is if you've got Sky. If you've got Sky, you can watch it. It's on Atlantic.
Nah, it's on there, man. Nah. It's on there.
Unless they recently added it, but like,
it's been on there for time. It's either on Netflix or it's on Fame. It's been on there for ages. Anyway, season 3, Young Justice. What?
Yeah, I want it. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's, been yeah, on it's not on really.
It's not on there.
On which one?
It's not on Netflix.
It's on Prime then.
It's not on Prime.
It's on Prime.
I think you could buy it on Prime, but it's not on Prime, bruv.
You sure?
Yeah, you can buy it. You can buy a lot of stuff on Prime.
Maybe. Maybe it's on Now TV.
Now it's actually on Prime. Yeah.
Told you. Nah, it was always on Prime.
It wasn't, bro.
It was always on Prime. Yes, like I've seen it come up in my timeline or whatever the fuck
you want. Nah, you know what it is?
Time ago. Like,
you got season 1 and season 2 and season 3 on Prime.
Yeah.
Season 3 and season 4. I mean, season 4. Let's see. Is season 4 finished? I think there's about 12 episodes in each one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So season 4 is finally finished. So, but then they do the same thing with Walking Dead as well.
What?
They do the same stuff with Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
They leave it like a thing behind, and I'm thinking, oh, fuck that, man. I'm paying £80 a month. Now £80 a year, and I'm paying fucking $9.99 a month. Just give me a rascal thing. Shut the fuck up. It's not as if I'm watching on TV, bruv. You know what I mean? And then I...
You could watch it on TV.
That's what I'm saying. I watch it on TV. But, you know, in regards to sort of like... You know, why is it like keeping it from me? Because I'm still going to pay the same amount and I'm going to be able to watch it next year. You might as well just let me watch it this year. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
It's a licensing thing.
Yeah, I know it's a licensing thing. I'm just thinking it's gay.
Complaining for? You can't... It's not Prime's fault.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
Why the hell are they letting me like buy the next season?
Yeah.
Right. And
because it's available to buy, it's not available to stream.
Oh, it's long, bro. It's like Blockbuster giving you the rental for everything else for free, and then you have to buy your fucking chart topping ones, even though you're paying for a rental service.
Yeah, but
don't show it to me, bro. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't show it to me.
But that's not their fault. You're saying it like it's their fault.
It is, bro.
It's not their fault. It's fucking licensing.
Pull out your finger, get something handled. You know, just like give me more bang for my buck. That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
Make it.
No, I'm not, bro. I'm getting lukewarm hand jobs for my buck, bruv. It's peak.
What'd you expect for a buck?
It's not a buck. Damn. It's not a buck, bro. It's monies. Monies.
Speaking of DC movies.
Oh, God.
Did you see the... Actually, it's not a trailer. It's, Geoff Johns and Greg Berlanti of, CW fame.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do a Stargirl show for their streaming service.
Quite a bit, bro.
Huh? You know you love Stargirl, man.
I don't kind of remember who Stargirl is, bro.
Well, she's got a stick. She looks like Captain America if you gave him, well, not him, but if like if Captain America was a woman,
mm-hmm,
and she had a stick.
Oh, that bullshit like one that they had in fucking was it Legends of Tomorrow? That Stargirl.
Was she in Legends? I don't know. I didn't
allow
see
it then.
See
trash.
Maybe.
Trash.
Maybe.
Trash.
So Geoff Johns. Geoff Johns.
Is he going to be doing like a movie?
No, it's for their streaming service. It's a show.
Trash. don't care about Stargirl that much, bro. I mean, I more cared about Starfire, and then she just looks like trash.
You didn't care about Arrow before Arrow came on.
I did. I like Green Arrow. I just didn't really see him as a sort of like, I mean, only because of Young Justice, you know what I mean? That's how I got into like Arrow on the sly. But yeah, in regards to sort of like Stargirl and what's the other guy, and Minuteman, and just pointless, bro. Don't care about Justice League of America. You know what I mean? I want Justice League proper. And then I also want Teen Titans to be proper. In fact, they shouldn't do Titans. They should just do Teen Titans the way it's meant to be. Mm. And then when they get older, then drop the teen. You know what I mean? Do it all day.
Yeah.
And then have that show carry on. And then like in the comics, you introduce the newer batch. And then I'll watch it, Teen Titans again when it's Jonathan Kent and fucking Damian. You know, set me up for my future. That's all I actually want to watch, you know. I want to watch, you know, the Damian and freaking Jonathan Kent collabo.
Yeah.
Because that, at the moment, in the comics, yeah, the Super Sons, yeah. In fact, that would be a better series, bruv. You do me a Super Sons TV series, and I'll be alright.
Mm.
I'll be calm.
Maybe.
I mean, if they put that on the streaming service, then it you know what? That's what should have actually happened. They should have put that as the TV series, because it makes more sense. Because you can, like, for when you have Damian and you have Jonathan, and they're like teaming up and doing whatever, you can then play off what's going on around them. So you can introduce your Superman, your other Justice Leaguers, and all that stuff.
Yeah, but the whole thing is they're trying to avoid putting Superman and stuff.
If I'm streaming your shit, if I'm streaming, if I'm streaming your damn series and all that stuff,
they don't want to double dip.
You're gonna have to double dip, bro. Double dip and rub around in juice. It's gonna have to be like deep fried wonton shrimp.
Deep fried Hennessy.
Deep fried Hennessy, brother. Yeah, you've seen that video, right? Hennessy fried chicken, bruv. Check it out. Fucking crazy.
They are not going to do all that stuff. Like, they're just, like, if they're going to do Super Sons, you'd never see Superman in it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to, because you've got Jonathan, Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, but you're just now saying that they could have them in there.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you can have them in there, but you don't have to have them in there. That's the good thing about them. You know what I mean? Because they're so awesome on their own. They don't need to, you know, be bolstered. It's not as rubbish as, say, something like Supergirl. Supergirl, she's not really a character that anybody gives a fuck about. Let's be real.
People like Supergirl.
They don't. I mean, like, even with, like, her getting, like, kidnapped by Darkseid in the comics and all that stuff, and, you know, her sorting out this whole New World Order. Whatever.
Oh, you mean people don't care about Supergirl in the comics?
Yeah, don't care about it in the comics, and that's where it matters. If they don't care about it in the comics, they ain't going to watch your TV show.
No.
Yes.
That's not true.
It's so true.
That's not true at all.
Supergirl the movie. How much did it do?
That's not true at all.
Do you remember Supergirl the movie?
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was. But how much did it make?
No, but it made no money because it was terrible. They made that film, like, when the Superman films were making way less money. Like, there was no, like, they gave that film no chance.
Yeah, give you that. But yeah, it's a bag of trash anyway. That's what I have to say. She was trash then, she's trash now. Nah,
people liked Supergirl the TV series.
They didn't.
Nah, even what's his name, Shane Black, was saying that he wants to direct a couple of episodes of Supergirl or The Flash.
Yeah, The Flash, I can see.
He says Supergirl or Flash. So he likes Supergirl. People like Supergirl, man. She's fun.
She's
fun and uplifting. Like, it's what the world needs these days.
It's trash, bro.
Nah,
I mean, I ain't got a problem with the character Supergirl, as I said before. It's just the nonsense that they're doing with the whole LGBTQRSVXBOBO221.
Just because they got a trans actor in it?
No, it's because they've got too many fucking trans actors.
One.
Exactly.
So one is too many.
Yes. I'm saying it on record, bro. Thank you. No, joking, no. It's not the fact that they're trans, whatever, as I said before. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with the fact that they're making an issue out of it. If it is a case of this person being able to act that in that particular role and it not being a focus and an issue, like, for example, if it's somebody like Clayface and then it's a trans actor that's playing the character, whatever, it's not an issue, right? It's the fact that they're trying to recreate some form of control over their product, and also sort of prevent their versions of their character of being ripped off by the movies. So it's weird.
What?
Like, how can I put it? It's like they're trying to make it so unique and so fiddly that they can get away with having their version of that character. So, for example, if they had, like, I don't know, I'm gonna change the sort of like genre just so we've got a sort of like thing. So if we had, say, a Spider-Man TV series and you had Green Goblin, and then this Green Goblin is now homosexual and he's got body dysmorphia or something like that, and then
I'd say you're exactly wrong. Like, if that was the case, they would definitely stop them from using that version of the character in the show.
Because it sounds like good spicy stuff.
They wouldn't have any control over the character. They would definitely stop them from using that character in the show if they wanted to use that character.
That's what I'm saying. Either. But it's like, that's what they're doing. Like, they're trying to make it so weird and unique and all this stuff. And it's just...
It just makes it more likely that
you're going to get told because what you're doing with the character is trash. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I'm going to disagree.
The only reason why
I'm disagreeing is because I've not seen the character. So, and I'm not even sure that matters.
No. Let me give you the landscape of what Supergirl has actually got. At the moment, they've got, like, say, a cast of 15 to 20 actors, right? It's about five bisexuals now. And there's two gay guys, I think. The last time I checked, anyway, it was like,
I kind of feel like I'm licking those up, but yeah, go on.
No, I mean, like, it started off as it's like these new super women that they're introducing. It's like the third, fourth, I can't remember, I stopped watching it, but it's like these three women that are sort of like on the same level as Supergirl, and then before that you had the romance between Supergirl's sister, or half sister, well, not real sister because she's obviously a Kryptonian, and her cop lesbian interest.
Yeah,
you had that, and then there was another gay one as well, and it just became a bit too samey for me. And then it's like they're just throwing in the fact that
samey.
Yeah, it's like,
they're
throwing in like the gayness on a sort of side note. It's much like with on The Flash, not even on The Flash actually, it's on Legends of Tomorrow, I believe, where Wentworth Miller,
yeah,
his character has a gay version.
It's a different universe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's like,
stands to reason that on one of these infinite universes, there's a gay version of Captain Cold.
No, but it's because Wentworth Miller's actually gay in it. So it's like, it's one of those ones that I get that one. That one makes more sense, right? Rather than all of this other bullshit.
Why?
Huh?
Why? Why does it make more sense? It doesn't make
sense. He wants to relate to the character more as an actor, isn't it? So
I don't think he cares. Like, I mean, not I don't think he cares, but I don't think
he's about the show.
Force that onto the show.
Yeah.
Just for, like, it, you know, like, he came back for, like, an episode or two episodes. Like, I don't think he'd force that onto the show just for the sake of it. I mean, the writers probably put it in there because why not? Like, it's a different universe. Like, why not see a different version of this character?
Yeah, I'm getting that. But I mean, like, it's just long, isn't it? It's like, I want it to be, as I said before, I want it to have something to do with the plot. And how can I put it? When I'm watching a film,
yeah, but once it's introduced, it will have something to do with the plot. If you like, if it's not introduced, then it will never ever be part of the plot because you've not added it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can only start adding to the plot once you've got the ingredients there. If you don't put the ingredients anywhere near it, yeah, then it's never ever going to be part of the plot.
I don't know. I mean, I'm on the fence either way. I mean, like, this whole trans character, the fact that they've even, like, you know, said it out loud, it's like they're trying to draw attention to it.
Is the character trans or the actor is trans? The actor's trans, right? I don't think the character is.
No, but now, by de facto, the now character that they're introducing...
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
Not necessarily at all. Like, just because the actor is, it doesn't mean the character is.
It depends what trans they are, so it's... Actually, it doesn't. What am I talking about?
Either way, like, the character could just be.
I mean, if it's the case that was the best person on that day that did that audition, and it turns out, by the way, they've got a dick, blah blah blah, or they've got a pussy, whatever. Which way?
Either it was, or it was like one of the many other ways people get picked. Like, it's not always the best person for the job. Which, yes, that sucks, but, like, if it's just, like, the normal way, like, this person knows a person, or whatever, like,
yeah, for nepotism,
you got your buddy a job, like, then, whatever, innit? Like,
I don't know, at the moment, I just think, like, for whatever which way, reason, whatever, Supergirl, for me, is just trash, which, you know... I think it's more of a writing issue, because it's not as if, like, you know, them being gay or them not being gay. It's one of those ones where the only reason why I'm finding it annoying is because they're announcing shit like that ahead of time, so which makes me feel that that's now made an issue out of nothing. Fair enough, it's like, oh, by the way, look how cool we are. We've got a trans actor. It's like, whatever, just... It's like, it's now different. Like, it's now getting into an arena where it's not about the show, it's about what the show's doing, and that's what shit.
I understand that. Yeah, that can be annoying, but one, like, these sort of things are, it's becoming increasingly difficult to hide. Like, if they don't announce it, it's probably going to come out at some point anyway. If they announce it...
Yeah, that's how Hollywood used to work. Just let it come out. Let it come out.
No, but at least they can... You know, they have some kind of control about how it comes out.
Yeah.
And the actual information that's given.
You know what I think, like, as well? It's off
guesswork. The other thing I wanted to say was that... Something.
What?
I forgot.
Well, basically, another thing that pisses me off as well is that it limits the actor. So, for example, if for whatever reason it was a guy playing a girl or a girl playing a guy, right? And then we was just watching them on TV, we ain't got any reason to sort of like disbelieve or whatever until they, you know, whop out their penis. As I said before, you know.
Well, it's Supergirl, so that's not gonna happen.
Maybe.
Not maybe, it's not.
Well, if they wear a bra or whatever.
Still not. There's no boobs on the CW.
Oh yeah, there's loads of, there's a side boob.
Maybe side boob, but that's it. Like,
there's a lot of boob.
No, there isn't. There's barely any.
Oh, there's a lot.
No, there's not.
There's a lot of boob.
There's not. Like, I have to wait a long time.
Black Canary.
In between seeing
Black Canary.
Felicity in any kind of
Felicity. Positions. Felicity always boob. Always boob.
Iris West, a lot of boob in between shots.
Is it,
Iris West never shows boob.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
She is
the one thing that she might be good for.
Oh, yeah.
That was joking.
Yeah, sadistic beast.
See, look, that was a joke.
Bro, you're going to get
but
fired.
But seriously, yeah.
Fired by Disney.
fuck Disney. Disney don't deserve me.
Ah, it's fine. Well, at the moment... Like, they might be the only employers now, aren't
they? Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's like a new X-Men film, a new, you know, Fantastic Four film, a of some kind, a mutant film of some kind, you know, mutant stuff, you know, being included into Marvel, you know, Spider-Man, you know, mutating, you know, because he used to be a mutant before, now he's just like, you know, he's always been a mutant.
No, he hasn't.
He's bitten by a radioactive spider.
Yeah, but they don't count that as being a mutant. They've never counted.
Any form of outside interference whilst the person is alive is...
He wasn't born with the gene. Being a mutant in the Marvel Universe is specifically related to being born with the gene. Like, he wasn't born with the gene, so he's never been considered as a mutant.
Okay. So you only talk about
even though, like, technically, you know, by our standards, if he was in this Earth, like, mm-hmm. if he was real, mm-hmm. we would call him a mutant because it, like, it,
it's you mutated, know, it's
any mutation of whatever. But so yeah, he would be. But like, you know, as goddamn mutants goes,
no, it was kind of as a mutant at one point in the Marvel Universe. He was. Nah. Was it Mutie? He was in X-Men. He was a mutant. He was in X-Men as a mutant.
Nah.
Pretty sure. Yeah. The animated series. Nah. He was in. He was.
Yeah, he went there, but like, they didn't really treat him as a mutant.
No, it's when he was dealing with the mutations, when he was turned into a spider.
But they didn't treat him as a mutant. It was just like, whatever, innit?
Man spider.
I mean, even in House of M, he was pretending to be a mutant, but he wasn't a mutant.
Okay.
Like, that's how it ended. Well, that's kind of, that's, well, where his arc went. Like, he got discovered as not being immune.
Okay.
And he lost all his shit.
But he still could do Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, but he lost, like, his fame and, like, his standing in the community.
Oh, within the mutant community?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that really count for anything? Did
he
get any money?
Well, it did when he was... Yeah, because he was rich. Still. He was rich and famous, and he had the wife that he thought he wanted, and he had a whole bunch of, like, gadgets and suits and shit.
Yeah.
He was adored by many.
Yeah. Terrible. Could go so quickly.
Especially if you're pretending to be immune. So yeah. that's the lesson for today. If you're not immune, don't pretend.
Exactly. Alright. So that's the end of this episode. Anything else to add, Mr. Redacted?
Nope. Fuck the Joker movie.
Fuck the Joker movie. Definitely. I'm on board now. Fuck it.
Wait, you're on board with the movie?
No, as in, like, fuck the Joker movie.
Oh.
The second one. After seeing, you know, Timmy.
I don't want to see Joker's mum. Like, I really don't give a shit about Joker's mum.
Oh God. I don't care for it at all. But, you know, love your own mum. You know.
Yeah, of course.
Love your own mum.
Love your own mum, love your mum's mum, and your mum's mum's mum.
Exactly. And,
but fuck the Joker's mum.
Yeah, fuck Joker's mum. And Freddy Krueger's. Apparently.
Wasn't he an orphan?
She was a nun that went into a mental asylum, which was raped by 500 different rapists.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah, why the hell is she going to go in there by herself? Anyway.
That is not even the bit I was talking about.
But this is the entire thing, you know. 500 times. But yeah, on that dark and, you know, sultry, anonymous note. Fuck it.
There's been a lot of angst on this episode, but be nice to people.
Be nice, definitely. All right, in a bizzle. Wow.